All right, Farmer Greg, we talked about identifying how to buy a fruit tree. We talked about successful factors in growing. We talked about the different varieties that do well here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got three ways to kill your fruit tree. So we've gone from best practices that we need to focus on to basically a worst practice to avoid.
Yes, exactly. And I give a class here in town, Three Ways to Kill Your Fruit Trees. And there's about 15 ways to kill your fruit trees. But it really all boils down to three things. And that is planting in a hot microclimate. So a lot of block walls, a lot of concrete, a lot of gravel. Planting in a grassy area. And watering wrong. And I have seen hundreds of fruit trees. Pictures. People send me pictures. So I've seen hundreds of fruit trees that people say, oh my God, what did I do wrong?
Well, and it's one of those. Now, I get the hot fences, masonry walls, gravel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that stuff just radiates heat. Mm-hmm. The lawn one surprises me, though.
What's the lawn? Mostly it's Bermuda grass and nut grass. And the Bermuda and nut grass can outcompete your trees. That's reason number one. So you have to set in play, and I have solutions for all this, but you have to set in play a system so that your tree gets established before the Bermuda grass takes over.
Okay.
So that's number one. And number two just slipped my mind. So we'll get back to that here in a minute. Oh, it's the watering.
Yes.
It's the watering. You're watering your lawn three times a week. That's overwatering a tree. So the solution really for both of these, whether you're in a really hot microclimate or whether you're in a lawn, is put a basin around your tree. And I call it my 6-6 rule, 6-foot diameter basin, 6 inches of woody mulch at minimum around the tree. So if you're in a lawn, you put a 6-foot basin around the tree with 6 inches of woody mulch. And I have videos on my website and YouTube channel on how to do this. Basically, what you're doing is you're putting a nice 6-inch base of this woody mulch around the tree, and it protects the tree from the constant watering of the lawn. So then your job once a month in the winter and twice a month in the summer is to deep water that tree. So when the sprinklers come on for 20 minutes, it wets the top 1 inch of the woody mulch and it doesn't get down to the roots.
Okay. And when you talk about deep watering, it'll also work as an insulator to keep that water from evaporating too quick.
Exactly. And the other thing that it does around the tree is it keeps the Bermuda grass back so that you're using the weed whacker at the edge of the basin and not near the tree, because that's one of the ways that people kill their trees is they weed whack it to death. So, and the basin works great also in a hot microclimate. And if you're in a really hot microclimate, you need to go 8 feet diameter basin, 6 inches of woody mulch. And I actually discovered what I'm calling my silver bullet of growing fruit trees in the desert. Now, I planted my first fruit tree in 1974 here at the Weldon House near 28th Street and Indian School. So I've been growing fruit trees for over 40 years here in the desert. Wow, time flies. I just got a notice.
You might just want to like put off counting, you know?
Yeah, there you go. I just got a notice the other day in my email inbox for my 40-year high school reunion. It's like, whoa, where'd the time go? So the silver bullet of growing fruit trees in the desert.
Okay.
Plant some kind of ground cover around the base of the tree that gets the same water as the fruit tree, and that'll shade the ground. On August 15th in my front yard at the Urban Farm, it was 140 degrees at ground level. It was 120 degrees 6 inches down. Underneath the sweet potatoes growing in my front yard, it was 89 degrees.
That was my question. So what ground cover requires the same amount as water? And I'm sure you're eating your sweet potatoes.
Yep, exactly. Sweet potatoes. And one thing that I give out at the nursery for free is cowpea seeds.
Cowpea
seeds. They grow like a little bean. It's a nitrogen fixer. They're not really edible. I mean, I suppose you could eat them, but they're not really edible. They're fixing nitrogen, pulling nitrogen out of the soil and out of the air. And making it bioavailable when it breaks down in the compost pile. They love the heat. They grow in the summer. And we give them away free at the nursery when you pick up your trees.
Cool.
Because they grow wild. I harvest maybe 3 or 4 pounds of them every year. And they're about the size of a pea. And I just harvest them and hold them over until the fruit tree season starts. Then I put them in little packets. And you only need one seed per basin because a cowpea can fill up your 6-foot diameter basin, and they thrive during the hottest time of the year.
Hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
Cowpea seeds. I'm going to have to come by. Now, do I have to plant them like a regular seed, or can I put them? Well, I guess if you only one per basin, putting them in a. I was thinking about putting them. I do so much in my orchard with a spreader just because of the size of it to do it all individually. And I know I'll waste a lot of fertilizer, but I've planted them close enough that ultimately the roots are going to be close enough that there won't be any waste. They're young enough right now, but I just have to deal with it because to do it individually would take forever.
Yeah. Cool. So my fruit tree program, you can find more about it at urbanfarm.org on the front page of the website. With every tree that you buy, you get a membership site membership. And we have I have videos. I have my pre-recorded classes there, documents on how to plant, how to water, how to fertilize. Listen, I've been doing this for over 30 years here in the Valley. I know what works, and I'm passionate about sharing it.
That's urbanfarm.org.
Mm-hmm. And we're open at 4549 North 7th Street until 3 o'clock today.
All these different types of fruit trees we talked about, you can come down and get them, and your cowpea seeds.
There you go.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you back here March 23rd talking about regenerative gardening.
Yeah, there you go. And
I got all month to work on saying that properly, too.
There you go. Well, and then there's February. We're talking about citrus in February.
Oh, my gosh.
You missed a month,
Next
buddy.
Month is only February. I did miss a month, yes. So citrus next month, and that'll be on, interestingly enough, the 23rd. And then the 23rd of March is regenerative gardening.
Perfect.
I got 2 months to practice that.
Yay. Thank you for having me.
Urbanfarm.org. Thank you, Farmer Greg.